And I don't know of any of the girls that were glad about it. One girl said she didn't mind because she knew what she was going to do. She was going home and get married. And
What did they say to you about your opportunity of joining the Air Force?
well, we were not going to be on flight status, but we could apply for a commission in the Air Force. So a number of us did that, quite a few actually, and we were given a rank. I understand they based it on the number of hours you had accumulated while you were flying in the WASP.
So what rank did they give you?
So I was given a rank of first lieutenant. When I finally was, what do you call it, relieved of duties in the Air Force, they gave me a rank of captain.
And that was at the end of the war?
No, that was way after that.
Oh, really? So what about when would that have been?
That was probably sometime in 1970s.
When they upped you to captain, that was after the fact recognition in the
Yes,
70s.
that
Okay.
was, oh, quite a few
Right.
years
Okay.
later.
Okay. So you were in the Air Force for the last year of the war then, basically.
Yes, but if they gave you a rank, you were in the Air Force Reserve.
I see. Okay. So you was it inactive reserve? You didn't.
Well, it may have been inactive, but I think maybe a person had to check something as to whether or not you wanted to do active duty at some time if they needed you or pop, because I did for several years, possibly as much as 10 years later, and was sent for 2 years active duty, I mean, 2 weeks
2 weeks
active duty,
during the summer,
like,
like the reserve does, like the
yes,
National Guard and the
because I
reserve.
was in an Air Force Reserve
Okay.
unit,
Okay.
and when they issued orders for the unit to go for 2 weeks active duty someplace, well, I went.
Here we go. So you did that after the war for about 10 years, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good enough.
And that's during the time when I was working for the Civil Aeronautics Administration.
Okay. And when you were in the Air Force then, was there a, they don't call them units, was there a flight wing or something you were associated with?
It probably had a number,
Right.
but I don't remember the number.
Okay. And where was that? Where were you associated with that unit?
At Kirtland Air Force Base,
Okay, which is where?
Albuquerque.
Okay. All right. Good.
But I don't know, some of the other girls went someplace and got into something connected with aviation, and I made several trips here and there around the country trying to determine where I wanted to go and what I might try to do. And I ended up working for the Federal Aviation Agency in San Antonio, Texas, at the control tower.
Wow.
And I worked there for, I think it was about 4 years. I don't remember all the years and months, but
Okay.
it was a long time.
And did you continue in, just from a career standpoint, did you continue in aviation after that, or what'd you do?
Well, yes, I did. I continued in the Federal Aviation Agency, although the name was changed later on to I remember what
Federal Aviation Administration, I think.
The CAA.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
And so I stayed in that, and I didn't transfer around too much. I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico at Kirtland Field most of my time, and part of the time at Santa Fe, New Mexico, in a control tower. I was an air traffic controller, and that's what I retired from.
Was that pretty unusual for, in those early days for a woman to be an air traffic controller?
Well, it was, but there were some others at some other places.
Okay.
And I did not know them. I met one of them once, and I don't remember who it was. There were some, but I wasn't the only one, but I liked it. It was very interesting at times, and sometimes pretty hair-raising, and sometimes boring if you had were on the midnight shift, midnight to late, and not much flying goes on at night. And
Have you so since the time that the Wasps were disbanded, did you have the opportunity to fly again after that? To yourself fly a plane?
only if I went out and rented an airplane.
Did that happen at all?
Yeah. Not too often because I wasn't making too much money.
So when's the, do you recall the last time you flew?
The last time I flew as a pilot is probably as much as 15 to 20 years ago from now.
Well, that's still not too bad. It's a long time, but you were,
Yeah, but
yeah.
there were some of the girls that went on and had their own plane. And one of the girls in my class, and I think I read in the last newsletter that she was still flying, and she's bound to be past 85.
So you, that was going to be my next question. So after the war, there was an organization of the women. Did you stay in touch or what?
Oh, yes, we did. And we had conferences every 2 years at different places in the country. And well, it was just a very enjoyable time each time we did. And I went to the last one, supposedly it was the final one, and it was in Dallas, Texas, and I went. And even though I am rather severely restricted in what I can do because of being blind, I got somebody to go with me, and she met all my friends and got along real well with them, and I just had a wonderful time.
Excellent. And when was that? When was the last one?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay. So they're not having any more because the numbers have diminished or what?
Yes, that, and because the ones that are still living have one type or another of disability and find it hard to travel.
Well, it's good you could have a really good time at the last one anyway. Back to your service for just a second. What was the uniform like with regard to what you were wearing in as a Wasp?
Well, While we were in training, we wore what we referred to as zoot suits, and these were used coveralls, men's coveralls, and they were issued to us, and they were all too big. I think the smallest size they had was size 40, but you took what they handed you and did what you could to it, and just kind of hitched them up around the waist and rolled up the legs where they wouldn't interfere with your operation of the rudder pedals. And that's what we wore. It was the regular thing, and we were not supposed to wear anything else. And then after we graduated, our uniform was Santiago blue, which was a form of light wool, and a white shirt with the black tie, and the knot was like a men's tie.
Did you wear a jacket over that of any sort?
Yeah,
Okay.
the blue.
Oh, that was the blue. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And were they pants or skirts? Slacks or skirts?
Pants.
Okay.
You can't fly too well with a skirt. Well, depending on how long the skirt is or not. What you do with it if you wore a skirt. I mean, you have to keep your knees apart and your feet apart and do things with your feet to operate the airplane.
Okay, all right. And last question now. Now, times have changed so much. Not only are there now women pilots just in this in the civilian world and flying fleet on fleet planes, TWA, what have you. Are they even around anymore? Anyway, the various airlines, there are women pilots. There are women pilots in the military. There are even now women astronauts. But it all started with the WASPs.
I guess it did because our service, what we did, proved to the military and the civilian that women could do that.
And how does that make you feel?
Pretty good. Of course, I knew I could do it. Well, sometimes I kind of worried, but we knew that we could do it with the proper training.
And so you did.
Yes.
Good for you. Anything else you want to say about your time as a WASP or what you feel people should know about WASPs or women flying?
A few of the wasps are still flying. I think I mentioned that either they have their own airplane. Those are the ones that had enough money to have their own airplane. I think if it had been easy to get access to an aircraft, that a lot more of them would have.
And you would have too.
Yeah, but I think it worked out all right, and I got a good job after I was in the WASP. And you could go out to the field and rent an airplane if you just really wanted to fly.
So it was a good life experience.
Yes, I think so.
And thank you for your service,
Thank
Millie.
you.
I appreciate it.